Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I like being able to fire people who provide services to me.
Let Detroit go bankrupt.
Don't try and stop the foreclosure process. Let it run its course and hit the bottom.
The best thing I can do for you is to tell you to shop around.
Is he really that out of touch?
I have some great friends that are NASCAR team owners.
You know, it's a high story. I'm also unemployed.
I know what it's like to worry whether you're going to get fired. There were a couple of times I wondered whether I was going to get a pink slip.
He says we need more firemen, more policemen, more teachers. Did he not get the message of Wisconsin? Corporations are people, my friend.
That's a piece of the latest web ad from the Obama campaign, almost a direct response to an ad Romney's campaign has released a couple of days ago, which suggests that Mr. Obama is out of touch. And the presidential race is where we get started at this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. Here's host Brian Wilson with political analyst Brian Preston. They talk about Mitt Romney's plan for his first 100 days if he's elected.
The plan of this first 100 days, how would a Romney presidency be different? I understand that this is a Romney product. Compare and contrast the Romney first 100 days to the Obama first 100 days. But I'm curious, since you've impressed me as being a remarkably objective and painfully logical person, do you buy this stuff?
Actually, I do. Okay. For the simple reason that Romney is actually committing it out there for the world to see, and because he's actually been campaigning on a lot of this stuff already. It's been fun to watch the liberals. You mentioned Combs and Beckel, who, you know, I mentioned both of them in the Post. I saw Combs this morning on Fox, and he was debating, I guess it was Kristen Soltis from one of the conservative consultancies in Washington, and every time she would start talking about what Romney would do or what Obama would do, Combs would just pipe up like a little suck up and say, what's the plan? And trying to stop Kristen from being able to talk is what he was doing.
Right.
But also trying to make the case that Romney doesn't have a plan. And Romney actually did put out a plan months ago, back when the primary was still Fast and Furious, and he put out an 87-page plan. And I was actually among the Republicans at the time who criticized him for the plan, because, I mean, it's good to have a plan out there, but 87 pages, who the heck is going to read that? I mean,
yeah, what do you think this is, healthcare?
Now, that would be 2,700 pages.
Well, I was close.
But, you know, an 87-page plan full of details is the kind of thing you get from a guy like Mitt Romney. This is not a guy who goes into life without a plan. I mean, you can look at pretty much anything he's done in his entire life, and it's probably been very well planned out. So he's not a guy who's going to run around without a plan. And what they finally done in this first 100-day graphic that they released this morning was take and say, okay, here are some major points from this 87-page plan that nobody read, obviously including Obama and his surrogates who never read it. So we've taken this 87-page plan, we've distilled it down to a few points, and we're contrasting them with what Obama has already done or said he would do. And I think it's a pretty effective means of just showing, look, you can put this on a piece of paper, it's easy to see, here's what Mitt would do, here's what Barack has already done.
I agree. I think it's an excellent piece, especially the part where after they take, for example, the Keystone Pipeline, where Romney will immediately approve the pipeline on day one and create thousands of jobs, which I think everyone is agrees and understands. And that was from a March 5th piece in the Columbus Dispatch, amazingly enough. And then on the other side, Obama basically peeing on the parade with something out of San Francisco. But the I guess the thing that a lot of us question is after the Bush administration, after the Republicans held the both ends of the Capitol building similarly to the Pelosi Reid years, what confidence can anybody have in the in the Republicans now saying again, okay, this time. This time we're gonna. It's like I always use these. I mean, we talked about this. The Charlie Brown and Lucy football comic panels. Yeah. Okay. This time I'm not gonna snatch the ball away, Charlie. I'm gonna hold it right here. You kick this thing into oblivion. Yeah.
And you know, and there are definitely grounds for that worry because of the way the Republicans behaved after 1994. I mean, they came in 1994 in this revolution, and were revolutionaries for about 10 minutes, and then they stopped being revolutionaries. And then when they had the White House and both ends of Congress, they spent money, you know, fast, not as fast as Obama has in 3 years, but they spent money far faster than was healthy or wise.
Up next, Senator Rand Paul explains why he didn't endorse his dad here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Coffee and a bagel, $8. Movie tickets, $30. Tank of gas, $80. I can't control how much I pay for a lot of things, but when it comes to entertainment, Dish gives me all the channels I love at the right price. I call that cost control. With promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for 12 months, it's the best deal in entertainment. Call 1-888-770-DISH. That's 1-888-770-3474. Limited time offer subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is pretty interesting stuff in the presidential race as we begin this hour of the countdown. Here's host Tom Rotan talking to Senator Rand Paul about the heat he's catching over his decision to endorse Mitt Romney.
I'm getting flooded with emails here, some suggesting that Rand Paul has betrayed his father's base. And, of course, we mentioned the story earlier that you have now endorsed Governor Romney for president. How do you reconcile that? Obviously, Governor Romney's record doesn't seem to line up with the things that you've talked about for so long.
I've always supported my dad. He's always been my number one pick and still is. I first campaigned for him when I was 11 years old. I went door to door. I've been involved in every campaign that he's ever run in. And so I think that anybody who questions my support of him really hasn't been watching. The thing about who we finally endorse once the nominating process is over, you know, Romney has about 1,500 delegates. I think he needed 1,100 to get the nomination. So he's won the nomination. And some people are just thinking somehow that, you know, there's secret delegates that are all going to switch their mind. But the bottom line is he's 200 or 300 above the threshold for winning the nomination. And I think what some people need to understand is that there's a difference between someone's political philosophy and someone's political strategy. And my philosophy hasn't changed. I don't think there's any more libertarian conservative member in the U.S. Senate than myself. I've been the one out there championing, fighting indefinite detention, you know, fighting against the Patriot Act, fighting for a less interventionist foreign policy. So, you know, my position on the issues hasn't changed. But I have agreed to support the nominee, and I will support the nominee, and I think that Governor Romney will be light years better than President Obama.
Well, I guess maybe perplexing is that there's a difference between going ahead and saying, okay, well, I'm going to vote for Mitt Romney because he's the lesser of two evils, as some people say, as opposed to going out and saying, I'm going to campaign for Mitt Romney. Do you not see the difference there?
Well, I promised when I ran for the U.S. Senate that I would support the nominee if I lost. I made that pledge 3 months before the election. I pledged a year ago. I've been saying this for a year on every radio program and every television program for a year. People just haven't been listening, that I will support the nominee. And so, you know, the thing is that there are a lot of things that Governor Romney is supporting that, you know, myself, my father, and many of our followers support. Auditing the Fed is a big issue for us. He supports that. You know, the idea that the Internet should maintain some freedom and due process, and people shouldn't be able to take away your domain sites, like through the SOPA legislation. He was right there with us on that. I'm the lead sponsor on something called the RAINS Act. The RAINS Act says that any major regulation has to come back and be voted on in Congress. Governor Romney's actually said that even without the legislation, he'll insist that the regulatory body send major pieces of regulation back to be voted on. So, you know, there are significant areas of agreement, and I think because of the areas where we don't always see eye to eye, people get a little bit carried away with emphasizing the difference instead of saying, you know, is the glass half full or half empty?
Taco's Gene Muller with ABC Sam Donaldson. They talk about the reverberations that are still being felt from last week's recall election in Wisconsin.
Not much happening in Wisconsin politically.
Well, last week was your great big week, but the reverberations are still out there.
Absolutely. And one of them that I'd like to ask about is something that President Obama said this week. It was on a local station in Green Bay, so I don't know if you've heard this, but they asked the president why he didn't come to Wisconsin and campaign for Mayor Barrett. And his answer was, well, I'm the president. I was very busy. Only he had made stops in Illinois and Minnesota, which, you know, I think border Wisconsin. Do you buy that he was very busy, or why do you think he wasn't here?
No, and I suspect Barack Obama is smart enough to understand that no one buys that. But what was he going to say? You know, if you blurt out the truth, that's a huge gaffe. Was he going to say, look, I'm more popular in Wisconsin than Mayor Barrett was? I don't want to diminish my popularity for next November by signing on to a losing guy. Now, is he going to say that? No. So he can say anything he wants to, but he knows we don't buy it.
So he simply just avoids everything. Well, is there a way that Romney can then somehow use this win to his advantage? Can he kind of glom on and do some appearances with Governor Walker now, or what will his strategy be?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, he'd love to take Wisconsin. I mean, just be hunky-dory and all of that. And Scott Baird won, and he won fair and square. And whether you like it or not, politically, he's ahead. And you tie yourself to a winner, just as I say in the case of President Obama, you try to divorce yourself from a loser.
The president's people are quick to point out the exit polling showed he is still doing pretty good here in Wisconsin, but this can't be good for him come November, right?
Well, let's see what happens in November. I'm one of these meat potato guys. It's the economy, and the economy is not getting better. And time is marching on. We have 5 months now. You can't turn that ocean wider, you know, on a dime and all of this. Even if the economy begins to turn around, can it do it in the sense that people say, yeah, okay, fine, light at the end of the tunnel, let's keep the guy? It's very problematic. I mean, right now, if you go to Las Vegas, the bookies, try to lay down some money, the odds are on Mitt Romney.
Up next, renewed calls for the resignation of Attorney General Eric Holder. That's up next here on The Countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERRAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You're interested in what's going on, what the subject matter is on your favorite talk radio programs, and the story of Eric Holder and what ought to happen to him now. Here's host John Thomas Williamson with Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America about members of Congress finally calling for the resignation of Holder.
Did you ever think this day was coming? I was beginning to wonder.
It makes two of us. It's about time. I don't know. Apparently, it was all about the speaker and his jiggly backbone and fear of having an issue like this going into the election. He finally apparently realizes that this is a question of justice. There's been mass murder committed by our government. What in the world takes so long to go after that?
Well, and it's not only mass murder. It's not only the murder of two people, an ATF agent and a Border Patrol agent, but it's also just the blatant disregard for the Judiciary Committee. And now him to say that basically Chuck Grassley wanted to know, Senator Grassley challenged him, saying, what legal ground do you think you have to withhold emails pertaining to leaked wiretaps about the government's fast and furious operation? And then Holder turns around and says he's willing to compromise on the issue and work our way through this in an attempt to avoid a constitutional crisis? This is the craziest stuff I've ever heard of, Larry.
It is really over the top, and to just watch this guy say that fast and furious doesn't mean to me what it means to you is to enter the world of Alice in Wonderland, where the Queen of Hearts said, well, I can believe eight different things before breakfast. Words mean what I say they mean.
This is spitting into the eyes of the judicial system that works through the legislative branch of government. And he, being the attorney general of this country, is the one that's basically just scoffing at it.
Talk radio callers have something to say about Attorney General Holder, and let's listen to that right now.
This is all political, and they're trying to get him out because he's stopping these voter suppression deals that's going on in Florida and other places. They actually said that's why they want to get him out. So he's doing a great job as far as I'm concerned. As he just said, he stopped that when he was in wide receiver during the Bush administration. Nobody did anything about it. So this is all political.
I think that Eric Holder is very, very effective because he's doing the best job he can do. And the Republicans, it's just just really political. That was just like the when what was his name, Gonzalez? He was very, very corrupt. I think our president should stand by him because he's been very effective.
Eric Holder's case, he's answering all the questions that they've asked. He's been very forthright, and he's been very effective as a prosecutor. And what he's going after is voter suppression laws. Make no mistake about it, the Republicans are trying to suppress the Latino and the black and the poor vote. And that's exactly what's going on in this country.
This whole notion that Republicans are trying to deny people their right to vote is just ludicrous. Indiana has a voter ID law, and we've seen time and time again access to the polls, bipartisanship, both parties agree, is necessary. As well as, I think Eric Holder, even beyond the Fast and the Furious issues, I think that the administration's refusal to uphold DOMA, to me, is unconstitutional.
Now it's time for you, 800-510-8255, next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Now at the Home Depot, Behr Premium Plus Ultra with advanced stain blocking starts at just $31.98 a gallon. The number one paint and primer in one just got better. Each coat works three times harder, priming, covering, and blocking stains on even tough surfaces. Roll on rich color in less time with Behr Ultra now with stain blocking starting at just $31.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
Aqua Velva. No, are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back we are at the, some people would call it the attack on the attack. Eric Holder is the victim, or is he? Is he deserving of all this attention and all these calls for his resignation? Certainly not the most popular of people in the Obama administration, but as some genius just related to me, don't worry, they'll all be gone pretty soon. Is that wishful thinking? Eric Holder, the charge is, well, you name it, there are all kinds of things, malfeasance, and the Justice Department, anyway, has called it quits against John Edwards. Is that a mark in his favor? Has he been pretty picky even about the cases that they've taken on? He reminds me of a nitpicker. That's what I get out of him, among other things. But anyway, that's not important what I think. I'm more interested, and so is the rest of the world, in what you think. At 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with Mark in Georgia. Thoughts, please, on Eric Holder.
Regarding Senator Cornyn's questioning of Attorney General Holder, I thought that Senator Cornyn, who also is a former prosecutor and state attorney general in Texas, should recognize that any person who is a sworn member of the bar is to uphold the law. And if our highest official who is there to prosecute the law for this country cannot be charged with carrying out his duty to uphold the laws of the country, then we have a serious problem on our hand. And I thought that the senator's effort to call into question Mr. Holder's efficacy as far as doing that, I thought was completely just a political attack. And it's fallen into line with Daryl Issa over in the House and also Senator McCain. I could see that coming from Senator McCain, who's not an attorney. But for someone like Senator Cornyn, who is an attorney, I thought that he should really be more guarded in his commentary, especially when it comes to actually calling for someone to resign their position.
All right, so there we have one point of view. 800-510-8255, not taxing to figure out what that gentleman is thinking. What are you thinking? 800-510-TALK. Moving on to Alabama, where Jim, back again with the Senator Cornyn's questioning of Eric Holder in the focus.
I've been listening to Mr. Holder since the inception, and I feel that
put under attack by the Republicans, specifically Cornyn and the South Carolina senator. I feel that Cornyn should actually consider resigning. I think because of the vile, contemptuous manner in which he trying to break down our society instead of building it up, I feel the balance of weight of goodness and honesty and really hard working, everything that should be done under this country has been done by Mr. Holder. I feel Mr. Holder has upheld the Constitution much more than Senator Cornyn has. He wouldn't even give Mr. Holder a chance to answer. And out of 10 questions, he might give him a chance to answer one, and he would always break in. I just feel that that Mr. Holder has not been given a fair chance, and this gun running that started under the Bush administration, the vile Bush administration, shall I mention, was not even addressed properly. It hasn't been addressed properly, and it's a political witch hunt against Mr. Holder, and it's not fair.
A political witch hunt against Mr. Holder. That's the way Jim describes the proceedings thus far. What do you say? 800-510-8255. What's missing here? What's absent in the metaphors that are being used consider what ought to happen with Eric Holder? Certainly not the first time he's been in hot water. Here's Mike in Ohio. I guess the thought here is on Holder versus other former attorneys general.
Can anybody remember Alberto Gonzalez and how corrupt the Bush administration and how they got away with almost everything? Well, they got away with everything. This man here has been so low-key, and now all of a sudden Obama administration is coming up with smoke and mirrors. We have a serious problem in Washington, and we cannot depend on these people to look out as far as breaking the law. The Ethics Committee, where is the Ethics Committee? We need an independent Ethics Committee. How can a thief and a crook and a liar prosecute a thief, a crook, and a liar when they're a thief, a crook, and a liar themselves?
You know, that's a pretty good question. And now that you mention Alberto Gonzalez, he was kind of lightweight, isn't he? He was questionable, wasn't he? Yeah, that's fair. You're on firm ground, sir. Fair comparison. 800-510-8255. Ellie in Illinois, the next person who wants to be heard on the Eric Holder situation.
I think the Senate and the House, which are Republicans, all of them need to resign. They're the ones that's not doing their job. They're sitting up here wasting taxpayers' time and money trying to get Attorney General Holder to resign. And resign for what? Because he's going after voter fraud? Now, if he was going after anything other than voter fraud, and I don't believe this stuff is being leaked from the White House. Republican has got an agenda. They know they can't win this race on merits because they candidate stands for nothing.
800-510-8255. How many people remember Janet Reno and all of the trouble's the right word when the Clinton administration got started in 1993? The first situation they encountered was Waco, and they made a complete mess of that, and both she and Clinton said they took responsibility for the death of all those people that were there, and nobody, after that, what happened? Reno was very much a questionable attorney general as well. So maybe this is a place, maybe all of these people, how is it that there is so much controversy about all of these attorneys general? Michael in Virginia, you're next up live on the countdown. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, yes, I have. Eric Holder, he's horrible. He's a horrible guy. I don't know. Being the Attorney General, you think there should be some stature and some actual, you know, responsibility. I don't know. Let's be grown up. If you're asked for some information, provide it. If the position is that, there's no other answer to that. Otherwise, you're just being a typical person in the Obama administration.
All right, sir. 800-510-8255. Is the problem with Eric Holder that he's another black man? And this prejudice against blacks in our country. Eric Holder is a lightning rod for the Republicans. I was looking at one of the reports, I think it was on PBS. This guy has faced pretty hostile a hostile Republican front for quite a long time. But then again, he's done some things that, gee, if you think about them, they're pretty questionable. Ellie in Illinois, please, let's listen to why you think. Oh, Mary's next? Okay, Mary. Yeah, Mary, you're next. Excuse me.
He needs to be set down from office. One, there's the Black Panthers that was doing voter intimidation. He let that go through. The thing in Florida, he instigated. Nobody's going to tell me any different. The Black Panthers went down there and he had a contract for murder. He did nothing. Arizona, he's suing for protecting our borders, and they're doing everything they can. People are coming up murder down there. He has done nothing. In Texas, we have children coming over from Mexico that are six. He's doing nothing. The leaks of the White House, he's covering Obama's back. And don't let anybody tell you any different, or they wouldn't have been in the New York Times with such detail.
800-510-8255. Well, they'd tell you, Mary, that they've appointed, or that Eric Holder has appointed, a special independent counsel to investigate these security leaks. What's wrong with that? Why are you so critical? Here's John in Georgia.
I would say that Eric Holder probably is the most ineffective. Janet Reno during the Clinton administration might give him a run for his money. But this is one of the most ineffective Attorney General that we've ever had in the United States. Basically, he is a master in promoting the Obama's Chicago-style of politics that he learned in Chicago under Saul Alinsky's model, Rules for Radicals, and from the voter intimidation case that wasn't pursued to suing the states for trying to prevent illegal immigration coming into the country, and then the cover-up with the Fast and Furious, this attorney general is turning his a blind eye to search for truth and being very deceptive.
Truth, justice, and the American way. Is Eric Holder a punching bag? And if he is, why? There have been a lot of things that have happened in the various states. Arizona has won the Colorado marijuana ballot issue. They do seem to pick and choose and not seem to be fair. The Arizona thing, or us, here's what bothers me. Your money, your taxpayer dollars, get used to fight things that your taxpayer dollars are also used for on the other end. So especially if you live in Arizona, taxpayers are fighting. The money is used by the state to fight the federal government. The federal government's got all your money, or borrow it. They have unlimited resources. Let's face it. And whether or not Holder fits terminal of the image of an attorney general, or is he just a politician, a hack coming out of Chicago, as that person just suggested. 800-510-8255. We'll welcome more of your calls in a few moments here on The Countdown.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
Julia Rubenstein tests Bullfrog sunscreen at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Marathon Mist. Broad-spectrum sunscreen engineered to stay put in and out of the water. Water-resistant 80 minutes uses directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement
Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Schiff.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry?
Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400.
InventHealth, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
What's your first stop this weekend? The Estee Lauder counter at Macy's for the summer getaway gift. Your free 7-piece gift includes a colorful beach tote, a full-size pure color lipstick, sumptuous mascara, and more. Plus your choice of moisturizer in a 14-day supply. It's yours with any $35 Estee Lauder skincare or foundation purchase. What to buy? Summer skin loves our number one anti-aging serum, Advanced Night Repair. Quantities are limited, so come get your Estee Lauder summer getaway gift. Only at Macy's. Start your summer today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with your calls on Eric Holder, why people are angry about things that he, like the security leaks, and how does the chicken invest, what is it, not, no, the Fox ruling, the hen house, that kind of stuff. Christine in Florida on Eric Holder now.
In my view, let me just preface this by saying that I thought Alberto Gonzalez was not any good either, and I felt as if he had to go. But Holder, in my view, is a partisan political hack. He is the one who pardoned uber-rich tax cheat Mark Rich. He is either, as far as I'm concerned, Holder is either incompetent or corrupt. I watched the entire hearing. And Holder was unresponsive to the questions asked. But Holder probably perjured himself on Fast and Furious. They've caught him. He selectively decides what people that he wants to go after when he makes his decisions. He's definitely not unbiased. But Holder didn't turn over the relevant documents. Duh. It doesn't make any difference how many times you testify or what things that you turn over. You don't turn over what you are asked for. That would be like if I had some problem with the IRS and they asked me for 2008 tax returns and I passed in 2012. He doesn't answer the questions.
800-510-8255. Ken in California with a focus on the political side of this.
You know, it's just amazing to me how the Republican Party can put on this, say, outrage that they put on about things in general, because I learned at a very early age that outrage is the refuge of a scoundrel. And the reality is that, you know, they're going to make a big thing out of anything to detract from the fact that there's a party of no and that there's no way that our country is going to go forward and do progressive things as long as the Republican Party has any ability to, you know, to throw something into the gears to make it happen. And it's sad. It's just tragic.
All right, so sad and tragic. What words would you use to describe the Obama administration at this point in time? President Obama, good, bad, indifferent. They made him out to look pretty bad. The Republicans, they the bad guys. Well, we'll get into some more of this in a few minutes here on the Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yep, let's get back to the issues of the day. And I guess this whole business about the Obama administration, Republicans, tell you, how is this fruitful? How is it positive? Is it just more? Is it another reason for us to try to eliminate the two-party system? 800-510-8255. The leaks seem to be on a lot of people's minds, including Dave in Nevada.
I would like to say the Republicans are furious because the leaks show that President Obama is a furious warrior against Al-Qaeda. If the leaks were, whatever leaks are negative, they love those. But they would really like that he would keep the fact that he killed Osama bin Laden. That should be secret, too, as far as the Republicans are concerned. Also, this idea that the president said the private sector is doing fine. He misspoke there. He should have said the corporations are doing fine, which if you check with the Wall Street Journal or any government agency, you'll find that 2011 corporate profits were at an all-time record high. They're making more money than ever, paying less taxes than ever. They're just not hiring people because they like the situation like it is.
All right, so there's somebody pretty cynical about the situation. How about you? 800-510-8255. Everett calls the countdown from Kentucky.
I'm a Republican. However, I don't possibly disagree with everything that this administration has done, and I think it's foolish to think so. And my point is that everyone disagrees from the Republican side which Obama is doing, and you can't possibly think that he has done everything incorrectly for this country. And I'm not saying it's a racial issue. You can have some points to disagree about his administration and their direction with this country, but they've done a lot of good. I think from one point about him naming special prosecutors, I think it was quite premature to do so, and I hope it wasn't politically motivated. However, there has to be some answers, and everyone is going to be pushing for answers, and they're doing what they have to do to get in line. I do not believe personally that President Obama is involved in this.
All right. 800-510-8255. Charlie in Virginia, you can wrap up our discussion on all this. Please go ahead, so you're on the air live.
I think the Obama administration is disgusting. I think everything he's doing is just a bunch of corrupt, crooked scoundrels. I think we finally figured out what he's talking about when he said he's going to be the most transparent president. Everything that he should be keeping secret, he's letting out. So I think we found out where his transparency is.
All right, sir. Thank you. Let's spend a few minutes listening to a conversation that took place on a talk radio program about the NFL players filing a lawsuit against the NFL in legal matters. The NFL lawsuit front and center on the countdown.
What's this mean for the NFL then?
I think it means that the NFL has to really go out of their way now to protect players. I suspect that there's an element of truth to what the players are saying, that the higher-ups in the NFL knew what was happening, and they simply didn't tell the players. And they're undoubtedly going to have to pay money to somebody, or they're going to have to do something to try and to take care of this problem.
So they have to prove overwhelmingly that they knew and disclosed the information and refused to disclose the information.
No, I mean, not overwhelmingly. The legal phrase is by preponderance of the evidence, you know,
right.
More 51% that they knew. Now, the question is, you know, how do you know and how do you prove they knew?
Right.
I got to believe, you know, and there's a disproportionate number of former NFL players who are coming up with these issues as opposed to just the general population.
Now, are they going after the NFL itself, or the owners and the NFL, or the league, or what?
Right now, they're just going after the league. They could go after the owners, but right now, you know, the league is the one with the deep pockets. A lot of the owners do too, but they're just going after the league right now, and the owners could be brought in, I suppose. The other party who they haven't gone after, who pretend, you know, how about the union? You would think the union would have some awareness of this and would be investigating the safety of their members.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, that makes perfect sense. Absolutely.
They haven't done anything.
Yeah. Is this just a way to force them then to, I mean, are they looking for money, or are they just trying to force them to take care of these people, or what? I mean, Ditka's been complaining about that and campaigning about that for years.
I think they're looking for money because so many of them, was it 70 or 80% or something, are bankrupt or broke
mm-hmm.
3 years after they retire. I mean, look at Warren Sapp just filed bankruptcy. So these guys, no matter how much money they make, they're young. I know they all went to college, but they're not well educated. They're basically street kids, a lot of the big stars, and they go through all their money, and now they're broke and they're looking for money.
Interesting that the Pop Warner League has come up with new ideas, new ways to protect the folks who play in that league, the young people. So this is not over by any matter of discussion, but time's up.
Did you know?